time is of the essence. There is a March 10th deadline for public comment, and our water supply is at the center of this. I spoke with Tim Smith, who founded the Bill of Rights Defense Committee in Tacoma, and is now actively working to get an extension for comments on the alarming new construction for a warehouse and distribution center on top of a crucial aquifer. I would like to welcome Tim Smith, and I am talking to him about a project that is imminent in Tacoma, and I'm going to let him just charge right in because there's so much information. Hi, Tim.
Hi, and thank you for having me. I'm going to try to take some folks and put you in a time machine right now. And if you'll just, wherever you're sitting and listening to this in your car, somewhere in Tacoma, just for a moment, don't close your eyes if you're driving, but for sure, just go with me in your mind back 100, 200, 300, 400 years. And in the area west of the Tacoma Mall, in that area called South Tacoma, go there and sit on one of the local hills that are around the area. You'll probably be able to see out through the trees and down there in the area that's South Tacoma Way, that large, flat, big grassy area by the Sounder Station and all the way across towards Furcrest, up towards Highway 16 and the Nalley Valley. That whole area is a giant marsh with verdant life and birds. There's water, fish. It's a different place than it is now. And we have to remember that when we talk about the project today, which is to protect the aquifer and the water resource that is down, down, down below that, what now, 500 years ago, was a marsh and a source of life for that whole area. Now we're going to move the time machine a little forward, and it's getting into the late 1800s. Tacoma is starting to form. The idea of moving a railroad west happens. And one thing that's needed if you're going to build a steam railroad is water. Well, that same area, which is now a marsh, became a target and a location for the Northern Pacific Railroad to build foundries and railroad shops in order to make the locomotives and the railroad cars and all the parts of it that would bring prosperity to the city of destiny. The water was key. The water was delicious, pure, needed very little treatment. And when you're building a steam locomotive system with steam engines, that water is key to making that power. The city also needs water because it's growing. And around this time, that water is coming from Lake Spanaway through a thing that locals call the water ditch, but it really wasn't a ditch. This was a water flume, a scientifically engineered manor, an aqueduct, if you would, that brought water all the way from out at what is Spanaway Lake, deep into South Tacoma and into Tacoma. Over the years, the city realized that, hey, that aquifer is pretty good down there. So they built a whole system of wells that are all the way along the water flume trail if you ride your bicycle through South Tacoma. And the city has used that water. And even to this present day, at times, it presents up to 40% of the potable water used in the city, whether it's processed for drinking water or presented to the various industries and other commercial uses. It's a key part of our resource pool. We have to remember, though, that this is land that we colonized and we took. And so if we wish to honor those who used to use it for their own life, then we have to be just as angry as the dogs. We have to get really, really upset when we realize that we're stewards for that resource. Now that resource is in jeopardy. What happened was we really didn't understand water back in the industrial age. So in places, we started to pollute. We just pumped things. We pumped stuff down into the ground. One of those wells was near an oil facility, a processing facility that leaked. And to this day, it's still contaminated from what drifted down into the aquifer. When the railroad shops closed and the Tacoma landfill was determined to be a problem, that whole area just came under the supervision of the Environmental Protection Agency. And in the late 1900s, in order to protect that aquifer, to protect the groundwater in South Tacoma, and to settle lawsuits from the federal government for us messing it up, we created what's called a groundwater protection district. This is a piece of city code, unique piece of city code to protect this critical asset and resource. That code is managed by the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, by the State Department of Ecology, by the EPA. There are whole systems of procedures and policies put in place to prevent us from putting toxic industry on top of it. Well, I was in the neighborhood council for a while, and I had great times with Skip Vaughn, who used to be the neighborhood council chairperson there, who worked to save Wapato Hills and the park. And we always had a vision for this area, this former railroad yard, and worked closely with the city over the years as we made sure that no risky heavy manufacturing was placed on that property, and made sure that all that things were put in place to protect it. Well, Skip passed away, and times have moved on. We've had a major fight with zoning of industrial nature down on the tide flats. And when that was rolling out, those of us in South Tacoma and that loved this area said, we need to look forward. We need to think forward as we look at things like our climate action plan and the global climate crisis that we are in right now. The water resource, water is life for us. And if we don't take steps to protect it, we will lose it. It will be further damaged than it is. I think one of the things for me that really struck me was when of our other wells, the south end of the field, was found to be contaminated by PFAS, which is a common chemical used in Teflon, but more importantly in firefighting foam, that we found leaked into the southern portion of an aquifer close to ours, probably tangentially linked to ours, from JBLM. So the goal was about every 10 years, and it's kind of in the code, it has to be done. We have to update that code. And we said, let us move forward and ask through the normal city code amendment process to have a review of the groundwater protection district. We haven't had one in a while. And at the same time that we're doing that review, which checks who are the potential polluters, who are the ones who could cause a leak, what are the procedures in place to protect the water? Do we need to change it? Are there some things we're not looking at? How do we recharge the aquifer? There's a whole series of steps that need to be looked at with a new scientific eye. And we work through the Tacoma Planning Commission. Every year there's an amendment process where the window's open now, for example, if you want to change the code somehow, neighborhood councils can put things forward. So we worked up a plan that would not only address the existing zoning, the groundwater protection district has to be done anyway, but then at the same time, we thought we would link it, since one of the primary recharge areas is right on top of the aquifer. It occupies about a 260-acre area right there where the railroad yards were. And that area, we thought, well, let's rethink what could make a green economic zone, an area where we would allow things that are industrial in that sense, but are focused towards climate change, addressing the issues that came out in the climate action plan. And so we came up with the Green South Tacoma Green Economic Zone. This was like a two-phase approach. Address the groundwater protection, and then think about the zoning in a way that creates green jobs, leverages a green future for everyone, and makes better use of this last remaining open area that we have. That's all moving well. That's going forward fine. It's in the planning process. We would hope everybody comments on that as it moves through, hopefully to a vote in June. However, we have recently been informed that the owner of the property had sold it, Burlington Northern Santa Fe, and while the COVID virus was raging, I'm not saying that anything was done improperly, a new company, Bridge Industrials, has decided to take that property and create a giant warehouse district that will put impervious soil and buildings on top of the aquifer recharge area, that will introduce up to almost 5,000 vehicle trips a day into South Tacoma. Approximately 1,500 of those will be tractor-trailer trips. with diesel trucks and no use of rail access, even though they have it. There are all sorts of things about this plan, which is just completely opposite from everything that people have done. I mean, if you worked on the climate action plan, if you were opposed to the LNG plant, if you want a better forest canopy in Tacoma, if you understand that our biggest lungs are actually in South Tacoma, we have huge cemeteries. We probably have more trees in some parts of South Tacoma than other places, except for Point Defiance. So it was a chance. We have this one opportunity to do something smart for the future and for our children and grandchildren. I have a new granddaughter, so if I start crying, would I do this for her, for all of them? And that's what we were trying to do. So it's tough for us. I mean, what we didn't want is we didn't want to fight against something else. It seems like that's what we do over and over and over again. We end up having to be opposed to something as opposed to being for something that can really make a difference and addresses all of the plans and the schemes and the books of stuff, studies we have on the shelves. We always say, well, we need to do something. And then we turn right around and it seems like we do just the opposite. Mm. So I appreciate you giving me a chance to talk about this. It's a great time to be in South Tacoma. They are doing great things, great neighborhood council. And I just really respect them for stepping up to it. The most critical thing we have right now is because of this new warehouse planning, we have a brief window up till the 10th of March to provide comments to this plan. It's probably the last chance that we will get unless the city will change its mind and extend the comment period at least for us to have input to this plan from an environmental standpoint. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the primary reasons for trying to get a little chunk on the radio, talk about what's down there, what we're doing. And hopefully, if nothing else, that people will write to Shirley Schultz at the City of Tacoma, ask her for an extension so that we can have a public hearing or public meeting. It won't be a hearing. It's more of a meeting with the South Tacoma Neighborhood Council and Business District, a chance for everybody to get their comments in. The city seems to be leaning towards stating that this is, a not significant action. And we'll issue a determination of non-significance. We think it's a significant action, whether it's the health. In one part, when you speak of environmental justice, South Tacoma has always carried this load, and that's reflected in a whole health equity index of heart disease and longevity and air quality. And so putting things on pause until we figure out how to switch those numbers is a very critical piece of this. In addition, a health impact assessment, which is a state kind of state tool that's now being used across Washington State, needs to be used in reference to this place. We already know the particulate fallout and the other air pollution conditions in South Tacoma, whether it's from I-5 or the jets at JBLM or people with wood stoves on Fox Island. I don't know, but we've addressed some of that. We have a long, long way to go. And so warehouse ain't the way, and getting people to do what they know is right for the earth is. So I'm glad I'm on that side. So I guess I'll be quiet now. And I really hope people look this up. Stuff's available on the South Tacoma Neighborhood Council Facebook page. The South Tacoma Economic Green Zone has a Facebook page. We are trying to get it out. There's an article in the Tacoma Weekly that talks about it. And obviously here on this wonderful radio station, carrying the words to you. I'm going to use a radio, words to you. Okay. I'm going to give you all a scoop. We have not confirmed this yet. Okay. Uh-huh. I can't confirm this. One of the significant things, and it's in the article, I don't even know if you're familiar. I know you're very busy doing great things. But I requested a letter. I sent a letter to Shirley Schultz. Uh-huh. She's the planner. Was actually to going to Miss Elizabeth Polly, the city manager, asking them to give us a 60-day extension period. Okay.
Uh huh.
That was a specific request it has to do a lot with the notification. Mm-hmm. Shirley Schultz done great, works for Tacoma, handles many of these complex projects, and it was kind of constrained because when they put the permit in, they were kind of vested under the old code. We changed it in the fall of last year to make the notification zone 2,500 feet. Okay.
It's a big thing.
If you're going to send out notification 1,000 feet, this is a giant area. Yeah. So if you pick an address that's in the middle of the industrial zone, 1,000 feet barely gets you to South Tacoma Way.
Right.
So while if you went to 2,500 feet, you might be giving notice to say, the estimate's up to 9,000 taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you drop it to 1,000, it could be less than 500. The vision of everything that we've had for the economic green zone is South Tacoma is absolutely perfectly set up to be a place where you can live in a house, a nice house or a nice apartment complex or however you want to live. You can work there. That's what the industrial manufacturing center is supposed mm-hmm. to be. And then you can play there on South Tacoma Way. You can go shopping at the mall. You can walk to the mall. You can ride a bike to the mall.
Yeah.
So we create this mixed use area that we've always this fantasy thing on over here on shelf 10 and over here on 8, this map.
Right.
We actually have it. We can still do it because that's what it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it was the railroad yard, it was that. You worked at the railroad. There were shops all along South Tacoma Way that helped the railroad yard functions, that fed everybody, that took care of the sick, and the schools and the homes and the parks.
Yeah.
And it's close. It just needs that kind of spark.
Right.
While visions from, if you think of like Nisqually, what has been done, part of Skip Vaughn's vision was let's deliberately return it to nature.
Right.
It's a wetland. That used to be a wet. We filled it all in. There's so little of the marsh left, but over time that could return and it could be a destination. People could ride the Sounder from Seattle, go to South Tacoma, get off, go walk in the marsh, go sit in the marsh, go to the observatory, eat in a restaurant and get back in the train. Well, that may not happen, but if we're going to do an industrial thing, we really have to look at stuff like transportation and the truck traffic and just what we're building out there.
Right.
We'll never have a chance like this ever again.
Thank you, Tim. I look forward to talking with you again. And we encourage people to put in their public comment on the project. The deadline is March 10th at 5 p.m. Send your comments to Shirley Schultz, Principal Planner. The address is 747 Market Street, room 345, Tacoma, Washington, 98402. The phone number is 253-345-0879. An email is shirley.schultz@cityoftacoma.org. We are all affected. Water is life.